We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yes, indeed. I want to thank a tweeter by the name of Lori Morosky for saying, how about a shout-out for Pitt Men's Soccer? That's a big deal. They're ranked number one in the country and now headed to the ACC Championship against Clemson. They deserve a shout-out, Ron.
They sure do. I'm not a soccer person. I've said that many times, but I admire greatness in any sport on any level, and to be number one in the country is a pretty remarkable achievement, so they absolutely deserve the shout-out.
And that game,
do you
again,
like soccer, Joe? Yes. Did your daughter Did your daughter ever play it? I was thankful mine never chose to take it up because I just don't like it. Do you like it?
No, I don't, honestly. She played for a couple of years, and no, soccer's not my sport, honestly.
Yeah, that makes two.
That's all I can say about it. I will say this, though, that MLS in certain areas of this country has exploded into popularity. I know Seattle is one of them. Is Atlanta the other one? A couple others that have huge followings, which I think is great. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a great sport. It is.
We can agree to disagree. Number one. We can agree to disagree on that. I find it boring, but I think it's wonderful that, you know, there are certain areas where it's good, and I just don't like it myself. If it was in my backyard, I wouldn't watch it. But that's not saying I'm right. That's just a personal taste, and I wish them nothing but success. And for that Pitt team, what a story! You're right. What a story.
Great story. When I say it's a great sport, I mean from a physical fitness perspective and from the elite skill level of the athletes. That's what I mean. As far as me being entertained, no, I don't watch it. But as far as those things are concerned, I think it's inarguable that the athletes are with what they're doing is unbelievable at the highest levels. And pretty much the entire world loves soccer. This country might be one exception in a large degree compared to the rest of the world, but worldwide it's probably the most popular sport, wouldn't you say?
Yep, I think it is. Yeah, I can't argue that. I just myself just have never been into it. Maybe that, you know, I'm to blame for that. Maybe I just never really, you know, took the time to understand it and to follow it, because a lot of people tell me it's just incredible and wonderful and all that. I just don't see it, Joe, but that's me.
Well, it's you and millions of other people in the country. It's not just you, obviously, Ron, because it hasn't taken off, really, in this country. It's not one of the main sports
you keep hearing
in the United States of America.
You keep hearing that it's close to taking off, but how long have we heard that? For a long time, right?
Yes, and it is true that MLS has taken off in some cities, which I didn't even think that would ever happen. But they get, when there's fans at sporting events, couple of these cities get packed houses to watch the matches, which is awesome, I think. Ron, we have to talk about the Steelers' run game. I believe that's in our contracts to do so. So let's hear from Zach Banner. Yesterday, on with the PM guys, and he does a regular appearance with them. And I believe Filippone asked a question of something along the lines of if a short passing game, if this team's short passing game can take the place of a run game. Here's what Banner said.
Yes, 100%. That's what I'm hinting towards, because it's Ben and a lot of these guys who have developed this, I mean, it wasn't just, you know, Canada that brought it too. You know, Randy has had it in his arsenal as a coach too, you know, using bubble screens and short routes and things like that. But when we got Canada in the mix now with a lot of these motions and a lot of different things and a lot of gadget plays is what they call them. When you're able to swing the ball out, Ben throwing it 15 yards to the left and gaining 4 yards is just as good as Connor doing the same thing on a power scheme.
What do you make of that, Ron?
Well, I mean, that's what the coaches have been saying going all the way back to Bruce Arians, saying the same thing. You know, you say we need to run the ball more. The way we're running it is just as effective what we're doing here. So nothing really new from that standpoint. You know, he said it very eloquently, I thought. But this is just – this is what they believe in, that they can play that kind of game. And, you know, so far it is successful. We'll see if it can be successful – you know, when the weather gets bad, when you really have to run the ball, to shut things down, to close games out, you know, the way Ben's playing, I guess I can very easily see that happening. But I'm still on record as saying I like to be able to run the ball when I want.
All right, Ron, we're back. Apologies for whatever happened there. I'm not sure exactly what happened. But the last thing you said was you're on the record as saying you'd like to be able to run the ball when you want to, correct? Is that what you said?
Yeah, when you want to, when you need to close out a game, you know, maybe keep the clock going late. You know, when you want to run the ball, when the other team is trying to take away Ben, and I think that's we're going to see that happening more and more now because he's showing he can, you know, that he's as good as he ever was, and I think you're going to see – teams try to take him away, and I want to be able to run the ball. That's all.
Oh, I'd love to be able to run it too. Count me on the record with that. I'd love to be able to run the ball when I want to if I'm the Steelers, and I'd love to be able to run the ball, period. But the comparison going back to Arians for me doesn't work. It's a different offense. It's a different quarterback, way different quarterback. And as Banner mentioned, you have the Matt Canada effect now. So you have a quarterback who's getting rid of the ball much faster. You have a different scheme on offense. His length of pass is way shorter. I mean, I look back then when they were saying it was more lip service to me. Now it's the actual truth. Now they actually do have an offense that can work as a de facto run game. I mean, just my eyes tell me that. And I think that's where he made the most sense, that within this scheme, that Ben throwing the ball 15 yards to the left, and he means in the air, of course, and gaining 4 yards is the same thing as Connor doing it in a power scheme. You also have Ben completing his passes at close to 70%. So to me, it's much more palatable now, or much more believable now, I should say, that you can effectively replace a running game with your short passing game. I just think that's what they're conditioned to do nowadays. But yes, of course, I'd love to be able to run the ball. But what I don't want to see is them bang their heads against the wall and try to run it when they can't.
Well, I mean, I think Tomlin has shown he's flexible with that. And, you know, he talked about we'll get you any which way you want. If you want to take away our run, we'll beat you with the pass. So I don't know that they're necessarily going to try to beat their head against the wall with it. But I do think they're not going to give up on it. If the first series, it doesn't work real well, I think they're going to try to pick their spots and trust Ben what he sees and to try to take advantage of, you know, what he sees and the opportunities that he has. And I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah, and they have run effectively, probably in about, what, half their games? I mean, they're up around the league leaders 4 or 5 games in, and then it would appear that teams sold out to stop the run, and Ben made them pay, you know, really. They've been stopped at times, but when it matters, you know, when the Ravens take a lead in the game, Ben leads them 75 yards down the field, mostly passing the ball. We'll see how it all plays out. But, yes, I'd love to be able to run. It'd be great. It'd be great if they could run for 300 yards this week or at least run out the clock through a running game late in the game. But I think they've discovered that rather than try to beat their head, well, maybe they haven't because they've had a couple short yardage plays that they've still tried to run the ball and have not been successful. But they've also had some late-game situations where they basically said, screw it, we're not going to do that. We're going to put the ball in the air. And I like that. I just think that that's sensible football when you have a guy who's completing 70% of his passes and who's smart. You can just as easily close out a game to me with the pass as you can with the run, and they've done it a couple times, the Houston game being a notable example. So we'll see, Ron. We'll see where the Steelers go with this offense. Bottom line is they're scoring every single game. It's by any definition we want to put forth one of the most prolific, to this point in the season, one of the most prolific, actually the most prolific, if you go by points per game, offenses in the history of the franchise right now.
Yeah, I mean, they have a chance of 30 points, I mean, every game. And, you know, the defense has contributed a little bit of that scoring. But it's just good, Joe. But, to me, even the short passing, what if there's a drop? What if there's a holding penalty? What if there's an illegal man downfield? And I guess there could be penalties on running plays as well. You stop the clock with a drop. Or Ben has a pass deflected at the line, which we've seen happen probably more than I can ever remember to him. And I'm not quite sure why there have been so many, passes deflected. There's just a lot that can go wrong, I think. But with him, a lot goes right, too. You're right.
Yeah, if I'm picking who I want the ball in their hands at the end of the game, I'm picking him. And there's also been fumbles by these guys at the ends of games.
Yes, there has.
I'm picking Ben. I want that.
You're right about that. You're right about the fumbles, man. Although, knock on wood, we haven't seen them as much lately, have we?
No, we haven't, actually. And it's a good question that you asked about. Well, now I forget what you asked, Ron. I completely forget what you asked.
It was that memorable, huh?
My mind is gone. What did you ask at the end, or what question did you pose there? Oh, why is Ben getting so many footballs deflected at the line?
Yeah. Right.
That's a good question. And my opinion would be because he's throwing shorter across the line of scrimmage with more volume. He's simply attempting more shorter passes. That would be my answer to that question, although I couldn't prove it.
Yeah, it surprises me a little bit. I know, when you throw as much as they throw the ball, there are going to be passes knocked down. I get that. It just seems to me more this year than I can remember in the past. But, you know, I'm also a guy that can't remember yesterday. So maybe there hasn't really been that much more. But it sure seems like that to me, Joe.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But when you're throwing the ball close to the line of scrimmage, often, I think it's natural that more will get deflected. All right, let's ask Chris Hoke that question, Ron. That's a great idea, isn't it?
Sure is. I love talking to Hokie, man.
Best one I've had all day. Let's talk to our friend Hokie for a whole hour. Coming up next on Cookin' Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.